Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I have guest Brandi Glanville, best known from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, her podcast, Brandi Glanville Unfiltered, her best-selling books, and her outspoken opinions on everything to do with sex, dating, drinking, tweeting. Nothing is off limits on the show, and we're going to get into some sex, okay? Let's just talk about that, right?
Let's have
sex. It's going to be awesome. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. But first, a word about your balls. Okay, it's getting hot out. It's getting hotter. Summer's coming, especially here in Los Angeles, and I need to talk to you about this because a lot of guys, Brandi, you know, feel free to join me here. Some men don't take care of themselves.
No, they don't.
And you go down there.
Manscaping is important.
Right, and you're like, I'm going to go down on you, and they're psyched. Like, blowjobs are their favorite thing in the universe, maybe next to the Super Bowl. And sometimes men just don't take, they use talcum powder maybe, and they think it's all messy.
There's like some saltiness going on.
Exactly.
I'm going to gag.
Well, I made a product called Down Under Comfort. It's from Emily and Tony.
Oh, nice.
And it is a It is a cream to a powder formula, so you put it on. It doesn't get messy, and anywhere you sweat. It's for women, too. Breasts, lower breasts. Did I give you one when I was on your show? I have some for you.
I think so.
Lower back, breasts, anywhere you sweat. It's a light, natural formula. And, you know, like, guys think, like, I showered this morning. I'm totally fine. Guess what? You're not. She's going to go down, and she's going to come right back up. So Men's Health voted this the number one product you didn't know you needed. So Down Under Comfort, EmilyandTony.com. Oh, and check this out. Until May 6th. You get a free Down Under Comfort with any Ménage à Trois candle purchase using the code COMFORT. That's EmilyandTony.com.
Is that Comfort, C-U-M-F-O-R-T?
Yep. And I have a bottle.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Like, do you see Down Under Comfort? Yeah.
Comfort, so not C-O-M. I'm saying Comfort.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But that would be better, but then dirty.
Darn it. I was like, you're smarter than I am.
No, now you're smarter than you are. For me, because for sure. But the problem with the line is we wanted to make a line that was like, it all started because my partner is in the skincare business. He has a skincare line called Anthony's. For men, it's a skincare. So we wanted to make something. We had a meeting. I hadn't seen him in 20 years, old friend. And I was like, you know, I have this thing about lube, right? And I'm like, there should be a friggin' lube on every nightstand because there's such a stigma with lube. I don't care if she's, you know, wet already. Women,
it's
your
just
sex
better.
Is better
it
lube.
Doesn't. It really makes such a difference, and especially right after your period. You know, you take out a tampon and you're super dry.
Right.
Lube's great. It's
lube
right
is
there.
Great. And also, even if you're already wet, like, it makes it even juicier and better. And so I was like, what? But people are like, oh, better get out the lube. There's a problem. She's dry. Discomfort. Like, it's a problem. And guys are like, I'm not turning her on. F that. Put a freaking, I'm like, every. So I said, we should have one. And we made a lube. And then we also made this Down Under Comfort. And that's how it all started.
And so you hadn't seen him in 20 years. He's like, God, my balls are sweaty. And you said, let's do this.
Yeah, exactly. No, we were talking about sex. We were talking about lube. And then he's like, oh, but we should make a ball thing too. And then the candles, which I think I gave you last time.
I did have the candles, yes.
And I brought you some more. Okay. And I brought you something else, which we'll talk about. But, Brandy.
Yes.
So good to see you because I loved being on your show last time.
It was very fun.
And it was Brandy Glanville Unfiltered at Podcast One is where we do it. And I was laughing so hard because I swear to God, I think I was here for like maybe 30 seconds and we got into like vibrators and went toys. I'm like, this is going to be a frigging good time. I feel like we're like kindred spirits in that way. So I want to tell you, Alexa over here from Podcast One asked me, she's like, what is that? That's so cool. So this is in my necklace. And I just brought
you a
present.
It looks like a bullet, skinny bullet.
However, listen.
It's a vibrator.
It's a vibrator. But it's a really powerful vibrator.
You know what? You could use that while you're driving. You know, sometimes you're on the freeway and you're just like this sitting in traffic and you could just take your necklace off rather than use your hand.
Totally. I gave it to my friend. She's like, I use it 7 times today. I'm like, dude, do you have a job? Like what? But it's pretty because even Alexa was like, I love your necklace.
It is really pretty.
So it's by Crave and I brought you one.
Oh, yay.
And here's the cool thing is that you charge it. You'll see. USB, I'll show you later.
Oh,
you
unplug like when you have your phone.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, cool.
But it plugs in. We'll show you after. But anyway, I thought you'd like it because vibrators and stuff like that.
I love vibrators.
And it's by Crave. I know. Which one?
I have the pink one, the hot pink bullet one. It's like long and you can use. I have quite a few. Right. I have the magic one, which everyone knows is like want.
Right.
But I got the cordless one so I can travel with it.
You already got the cordless one?
Yeah.
Oh, they just came out with it.
I got it at Brookstone a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
It's not
the magic
wand,
right?
But it's the same thing, but it's from Brookstone.
It's the best, right?
It's so good.
It's like an orgasm machine.
It's like 30 seconds and you're done.
Done and done. You're like 30 seconds and now I'm out the door.
This
the
is great, but you just got to keep your windows tinted for this necklace. So you're not going to see me doing this, people in my car, but I might be doing it.
You might be doing it. So enjoy that because I thought you'd like it. And I'm here with Menace.
Hello.
How you doing, Menace? It's so good to
good.
See you.
I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It's been like ages. I don't even know where we were last time, what we were doing. When did I see you? Here.
Well, who? How do you guys know each other?
Oh, so Menace.
What the fuck are you?
Yeah. I know, right? We've been doing the show together, what, 10
years
now?
Yeah. So Menace and I met. We still sort of like each other, but I was on Free FM radio station in San Francisco and he was my board engineer. And one of our funniest shows, I thought, was when you got waxed. Because I was like, can men take the pain as much as women? And then my friend Lily here happened to be in San Francisco at the time, and she filmed it, which we should release that or something.
YouTube. Get a YouTube station. Put it there.
I know. No, right. It is on there.
Oh, great.
It has like 8 million views because it's been there for 10 years. So that's awesome.
Yeah, long story short, she moved here to L.A., and then I got a radio job here in L.A., and now...
And they call you Menace because Dennis the Menace because you knock shit over?
No. long story short, from Tupac. I've been doing radio like 18 years.
I love Tupac.
Yeah.
Hit him up. I loved Tupac.
Yeah.
I know. So Menace is here. And what were we just... Go.
No, we're just like catching up and see what we were doing. I was, I don't know, I think I was just leaving for Vegas, so I went to Vegas like 2 weeks ago.
Are you high right now?
No, I'm not high. I do morning radio, so I'm extremely exhausted. Oh, but I'm trying to stay awake. Don't worry about it. So, two weeks ago, I went to Vegas with a coworker, his wife's birthday, and she loves Britney Spears. So we take her to the Britney Spears show, and we hook it up so she can meet Britney Spears. So that happened, right? Wow. But across the street... At like the very next day, SJP was doing like some pop-up shop.
Okay.
Like in the middle of the mall.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. What is she popping up? Or does she have a clothing
line?
She has her own shoe line.
Oh. Yeah.
Which you could totally see her agent being like, been 10 years. Like, yeah. You better do something. You're known for shoes.
Right.
Yeah. So she had like this pop-up shop. And she was like walking around in the pop-up shop. Just like talking to everybody. She was super effing cool.
Right. I'm sure.
Like, I love her.
The coolest.
Yeah.
And she was like helping people. She was like boxing up all the shoes and stuff like that.
It was
pretty crazy. Like, I cannot say anything bad about her ever again because she was so
cool. What do you mean ever again? Were you trashing her before?
Of course, because I jumped on
the
train.
Oh, you hate Sex and City.
Yeah.
Because you're a dude and you don't get it.
Yeah.
No, I just thought everything was like, she was put up so high on a pedestal by everybody. I was like, why does everyone like worship?
Because you're
such a contrarian. Like, everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid. But then when I met her, she was like incredibly cool. So
I know she just turned 50. She looks amazing.
That is something to aspire to.
I was like, thank God someone had to do it before me. I'm just happy that she looks
so
good.
You look awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, dude, your legs. I mean, how does it even, how really? Goes on and on and on.
My legs are
like genetic. Really, right? Yeah. Whatever works.
Brandy and I were standing next to each other for a couple of hours not too long ago.
Oh.
Where?
I'm sure she remembers what happened. Did you pinch her butt?
No, it was the Dave Grohl show.
Oh, were you backstage with me?
I walked back there, but I was tired.
Okay.
But I was standing next to you the entire show.
Oh, during the concert?
Yeah, during the concert.
Oh, until my boyfriend got us kicked out. Yeah.
How did he get you kicked out?
He got a little drunk and he tripped and then the guy's like, you're out of here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. And it was Dave's birthday and he had invited us, that's like at randomly a Housewife fan, and invited us who... My boyfriend loves Dave, and I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Right.
And then we got kicked out.
You know, were you like, here's an Uber, and I'm going to the party?
No, I wanted to be, but he was too drunk.
Is he still your boyfriend? You're dating someone now, right?
The guy last night, we don't know if we're boyfriend or girlfriend anymore.
I totally guessed during my life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's always back and forth.
Yeah. My car is stuck in his garage. He's holding it hostage, so I'm going to have to talk to him.
Oh, because he wants to see you?
Well,
That's a chick move.
Guys do that.
Guys think girls, oh, you left an earring because you want to sleep with me again.
He's
freaking hocking your car.
Damn.
Well, right. It'll work because you need your car. It's not like it's an earring.
I've been Ubering all morning.
Yeah. Ugh, I know. Uber's the best, though. Tell me about Uber. What?
Yeah, but long story short, it was like a one-in-a-lifetime show.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, until
every single guest you can think of came out.
David Lee Roth. That was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Slash, like, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was an insane show.
I miss it. I don't do that much fun. I'm now, okay, but...
But I saw you just recently. You're, like, on private jets going, doing stuff in Vegas.
Yeah, I went to the Podcast Awards. I hosted it with Chris Jericho.
When was that? Because I was nominated. And I didn't even know... No one tells me anything.
I know. It was 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I didn't know. No, they didn't tell you. You were nominated. I read your name.
Well, thank you.
You didn't win. I didn't win. I was nominated. It's cool. It's really fun when you don't win. You're like, and my name. Oh, and you won. And I don't know who the hell you are.
But still, it's fun to go to Vegas.
Totally fun.
And like, I've never been nominated for an award in my life.
And no one told. Well, I'm sorry you didn't know. But people love your podcast, Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. But the other thing was, speaking of whatever, flying around, I've been gone for a month. Mm-hmm. I was at the Sexual Health Expo this weekend in Phoenix.
Nice.
Remember Scottsdale? So we did this expo here in Los Angeles a few months ago, and it was like I do go to a lot of conferences, and usually it's like B2B. Like, I go and look at all the sex toys, and it's everyone speaking to each other. So we thought, let's do an expo that's open to the public where people can come and, like, learn about how to have a threesome, how to talk dirty, or how to communicate with your partner, plus a bunch of sex toys around. So we did it, repeated it in Scottsdale. And it was so fun. It was like all the leading sex experts were there and stuff. And I have to tell you that my friends from Sibian, you know what Sibian is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do you know what a Sibian is?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, so do you remember like Howard Stern used to have porn stars on the show and they'd have orgasms and they were like riding this machine?
Okay.
And it was
like a mechanical bull.
It looks like a mechanical bull. They sent me one. They've only given three free, they're like $1,500. They've given it to three people. They just sent me one. It has like 100 attachments. Like, literally, I'd never need to leave the house.
Or have a boyfriend.
ever. Like, I already feel that way because my entire house is sex toys. But yeah, I got a Sibian. And the thing about the Sibian is that that's so cool because I met the founder, like, her dad invented it, which is how funny. Like, my dad invented a Sibian. Like, oh, yeah. You know, like, my dad's Dennis. My dad created, like, the most powerful sex toy on the planet. But it's interesting because, like, couples can, like, buy it and use it together. And women, okay, so here's the thing. Orgasms, which is my favorite topic. So I personally, I don't know about you with orgasms, but I was not easily orgasmic growing up. Like, I wasn't, like, riding a bike when I was 7 and had an orgasm. Did you?
Not at 7, no.
No, but were you able to have orgasms when you started having sex?
Yeah. You know, in the beginning, it was mostly from oral, you know, and it right. took a while till it was from, you know, what do you call it?
Intercourse.
Yeah.
Yeah. In and out. Penetration. From my cock going fucking.
In. Infant penetration. Yeah. So right. that took a little while. But I've been very blessed in that area, yes.
That's good. That's good. And then the G-spot, too, and all yeah. that? Yeah,
good, good. Okay,
so this isn't for you, but a lot of women like myself.
No, but I'm kidding. I'll do it. I mean, I'm going to try everything. You want.
No, but like clitoral, so a lot of women get stuck. They're like, I can only have a clitoral orgasm. I can only do it this way. And our sex is so expansive. Like, there's so much, it can constantly get better and you can learn more. And so I actually had to train myself because G-spot, again, did right. not come to me. I had to use like toys and figure it out. But the thing about the Sibian is you can train with your partner. Like, it's hot. He's watching you on it. And then couples, they did a study. They had a Sibian for 30 days. And then they left. And then they had sex together. And the women were 30 out of 30 were able to, like, orgasm with their partner for the first time ever.
Are you kidding?
No. Isn't that amazing?
I'm shocked that a man came up with it.
I know. Actually. Right. No, he's like 90. When I was in sex graduate school for sex, he came to speak. And I was like, oh, my God, you made the Sibian. He's like 90 and whatever.
Wow.
Crazy family. I know.
Genius.
And then I met his daughter and the whole thing. So it was a fun show. Just want to tell you that. I gave
that could
keynote.
Change a lot of lives.
I mean, I know.
There's
that's
a lot
what I'm
of
saying.
Women that are afraid to even talk about the fact that they can't orgasm. There's orgasm shame,
right?
In a way. And it takes, I mean, some of my friends and I will sit around and talk about it, and I feel bad for them. I want to help them.
I know. And I tell them, like, use toys, mask, do whatever, because a lot of women's body, it's just the way your body is too, because we're all different. Like, vaginas, yeah. like a million G-spots in different ways. Like, my friend just had a baby. She's like, I lost my G-spot. Like, I don't know where it went. It moved. Can't find it.
It's coming back. Don't worry.
Right. I know. As I told her, I'm like, doctors say 6 weeks. It could take like a year till you're comfortable. You know, you have kids. And so yeah, I think it's a good investment. I'm just saying couples should buy it. So the point is that, yeah, I gave the keynote speech and that was a good time. One more thing I have to say is that Masturbation Month is coming up in May.
Oh, good. I feel like it's every month for me.
I feel like it's every day, but I'm hosting a workshop at the Hustler Store.
For girls, too. Don't get yourself. Girls do it just as much as guys do.
Oh, yeah, dude. I do it all. I do it, like, because I work at home sometimes. I'm, like, stress reliever. I'm like, oh, today's a really good time to go in my room and have an orgasm or six because I have so many vibrators. And it's part of my job.
Yeah, and you exactly
try out vibrators. Like I literally do. They're like, have you, like, my assistant puts
research.
Like, try the WeVibe. I'm like, oh, I gotta try the WeVibe this weekend. You know,
the one that comes in the box, the one that's a circle, I think you gave it to me. I don't know who gave it to me, but I cannot fucking figure it out to save my life.
Dude, did I want it? I'll give you another one. What was it?
I still have it.
It's a circle?
It's a circle. Can't turn it on. It comes in a box, and it's a circle. It's a ball, and it separates, but you have to charge it on this little charger.
Oh, is it the Revel body?
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Wait, I didn't give you that, but can I tell you? Okay. That's so funny you bring it up. The Revel body. How long ago did you get it? Because they redid
it. Somebody gave it to me here at the podcast.
Okay. So the Revel body is so cool because it's a new vibrator. But they had two rented. Because the first one, I was like, I don't get it. So maybe even an older one. Okay, we're going to get you a new one.
Okay.
But the reason why it's different is because most vibrators are like, vibrator. It uses Sonicare technology, like the toothbrush.
Right.
And it has those little tops, right? Like an orange. Do you see those little orange tops? And it actually sucks. If you put it in water, like you're in the tub, it sucks your clitoris. Like it'll suck it, like in this with the
All right. Hope I didn't throw it away.
Dude, no, I'll get you. I'm sex toys. That's one thing I can get you. I can't get you free meals here anywhere. I can like totally get you sex toys.
I was plagued by trying to figure that out for a full week, and I even was like my boyfriend and I were like, what the. How the hell do we use this?
Is it have? Well, we'll talk
it was
after.
Black and purple.
No, okay, so that's the old one. Now it's orange. I'm going to get you one because we write this down, Madison, because they're like obsessed with me reviewing it. So anyway, I'm teaching a masturbation workshop, Hustler Stores, May 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. And I'm going to be showing you the latest and greatest toys, masturbation tips.
Oh, nice.
And champagne, you should come. It's going to be fun. Have you been to the hostel?
Hopefully I'm coming more ways than one. Right?
Exactly. It's going to be a good time. So how can people RSVP? It's such a confusing. Okay, it's HHRSVP at LFP.com. That's fucking who's going to remember that. Or just email me feedback at sex.
Did you hear that Gwyneth Paltrow bought the building, the Hustler building?
So they're going to be moved.
Flint building?
Yeah, so they're going to move it. They're going to move it on Hollywood somewhere.
What is she going to do?
She's building.
Goop? What?
She's building like some private club there for in her,
for rich, famous people only.
Dude, there's like 5,000 floors.
It's not that. Across the street.
Yeah, but no, I don't think it's that expensive. Like it's $3,000 to join and then. The monthly is
why
not
do
that
we
bad.
Need another? Okay,
we have Soho House. It's yeah, right there.
I know, but it's this one's like from Europe, and so she's bringing it to the United States.
She moves Europe. No, but she thinks she is, and then she gets the accent and the whole thing. It's okay. I did not know that. Good
yeah,
to know.
But it's like happening next year or something. Like
okay.
That.
Yeah. I knew that they were moving, but have you been to the House of Hollywood
yeah,
store? It's
I,
cool.
I get my Halloween costumes there because right. I like to slut out on Halloween.
Who right? It's our one day. Now that we're not
pass.
Slutty other times, but you do get a pass.
You get a pass.
Which is awesome, and so that'll be fun. And so, Brandy, like I was saying, I had a blast on your podcast, which was so fun, and I love that you're so open about who you are and your sexuality and who you're Thanks. Dating, and you're so brave. Your books, Drinking and Tweeting and Other Brandy Blunders, plus New York Times bestsellers, BTW. Congrats on that.
Thank you very much.
Brandy brand. And then Drinking and Dating, P.S. Social Media is Ruining Romance.
It is.
Absolutely. Like, I completely related because you had a quote in there and you're like, you said something like that the guys, this happens to me all the time. They're like, oh, no, I don't listen to your show. No, I don't. Twitter? I'm not on Twitter. And then they're like, oh, they read my tweets. Like, oh, so last night you were at a museum with Stone.
What they say to you is somebody took a screenshot, one of my friends, and sent it to me. I don't follow you on Twitter. You're like,
yeah,
bullshit.
Right.
You follow my every fucking
move. Exactly. And then they know everything that you did. So do you find it? Okay, I know you're in and out of a relationship now, but let's just say for the last 5 years you've been dating. Don't you find it challenging? Because you're like, do you want to date me? Is it because of like I'm Brandy Glanville? Is it because you actually found me interesting? And do they also know that you might write about them and you might expose everything about their penis?
Well, I did lose every like I had all these backup boyfriends from my second book. Like, and I interviewed all of them. None of them talked to me anymore. So I said I didn't use your real names, but they figured out who they were.
Right. And I was like, oh, it was my small penis.
Yeah, it was like, now, you know, I had my first chapter that I turned in, my sample chapter, I called it The Unicorn Chaser. And it was this guy that no one was ever good enough. And, you know, it was that whole thing. And he was one of my favorite people. And now we do not talk.
See, this is what happens. They get pissed. They but get like, mad. But then it's like. You know, if you're going out with me, like it might. I do change the name.
Yeah,
I don't say it was last night. I might say it was a month ago.
But he knew it was him,
right?
And that's the problem. And I said the sex wasn't that good for someone because he was constantly dating 20-year-old supermodels that didn't speak English, and didn't know how to fuck.
Right.
So when he's, you know, having sex with a 35-year-old. I want someone that knows what they're doing. And if you're only fucking 20-year-olds, you don't know what you're doing.
Most guys don't know what they're doing at 20. It's funny because we had this article about this. It's like what guys don't know about sex in the 20s and women. It's like they don't know about oral sex. Mm-hmm. They don't know about your orgasm. Like, they don't even know that they exist. Like, I got off. Was she had a good time? She's smiling. And you're like, what the hell? Like, you didn't know oral sex, no touch. Like, they don't care. Sex in your 20s.
Yeah, but he's 35.
Right, but he's dating 20-year-olds.
So he just thinks because he has a big penis that it's the best thing in the world, and it's not.
Right. It's so, not all about the big penis.
I'm so surprised that guys would even get butthurt about that kind of stuff.
Oh,
though.
Dude, when you talk to them about their friggin' penis or their performance
in bed.
Yeah,
but okay, penis size, I get like, penis if you said some guy had a small dick, then I understand why he would get all pissy about that. But anything other than that.
No,
like,
saying that you're bad in bed.
Yeah, you gotta read
so
the book.
So then I'd be like, I mean, like, give me another opportunity. I don't know. They shouldn't.
Take a class. Go to Hustler. I mean, like,
listen to my pocket. That's what people do. They listen because they, like, just, I get it. Like, people don't know. And it's kind of like they say, like, the hot chicks are dumb because they had to be hot their whole life and not develop themselves. Like, you're like, guys with big penises don't have to. No, we want more than that.
You know what I find? I find the best guys that, in bed, actually, usually have dated an older woman when they were younger. And an older woman taught them everything that they know. So they know not all along. That's the really, like, I find that to be very true.
I do too. It's so funny you say that. So many guys are like, I had this woman. I'm like, good for her. Yeah. And I kind of feel like I should pay it forward and start banging some younger guys.
Totally.
But I haven't done that really.
Oh, you have to.
I know. And you did. You were dating.
Yeah.
What was he like in Amsterdam?
There was a couple 23-year-olds in my life. Yes.
And how? Okay. So, but my thing is like, was it fun? Was it hot? I mean, they didn't really know what they were doing really, but.
They weren't afraid of you?
No.
Like they probably were.
Yeah. The second I got naked, they screamed. No, they weren't. These two were particularly hot. very, very, like, I think they were hot forever. So they probably started fucking at 15.
Right.
So they knew what they were doing.
They had some years on them.
Yes. So they were okay. They knew what they were doing. Not like a 45-year-old guy, but yes, they were good.
It's true that, yeah, sex definitely gets better as you're older. But speaking of, like, large penises, so can we talk about your vagina for a second?
Sure.
So you had the vaginal reconstructive surgery?
Vaginal rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation survey. Mm-hmm. Okay, sir, surgery. So can you talk about, explain what that is?
Sure. So I had two children. The good old-fashioned way, I split them out of my big old vagina. And then I got a divorce. My husband was cheating. And I unfortunately kept having sex with him, even though we were getting a divorce, and I couldn't quit him. I couldn't stop.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like, I hate sex, that whole thing. Totally. And even though he's already, like, it was a nightmare. So I decided the only way to not have sex with him anymore was to be free of him and have a Eddie-free vagina.
Right.
So I did some research. I went to this doctor, Dr. Matlock. He was like the pioneer for this procedure. And what you do is you go in and there's two things you can do. You can do the outside, make it all pretty, which I didn't care about. Yeah, I didn't do that. I did the inside. It's basically a tummy tuck, but inside your vaginal, whatever you call it.
Uterus,
so they laser cut the wall and then they pull the skin together and then they sew it up and you're tight. And they do that all the way down to the bottom.
But you felt that you weren't tight, or did you just assume you weren't?
You know, no. My ex-husband made a very lovely comment about things not being the way they used to be before children.
But do you think he was just saying that to you because he was trying to put, like, just like...
It didn't matter.
It doesn't leave your brain.
Yeah, it was there.
Because I have a friend who's obsessing right now about her labia. She's like, she's every time I see her, we get drunk and she'll be like, I gotta talk to my labia. I'm like, get the surgery. I mean, you're upset. But women do. We don't obsess, because I don't think that guys
don't care about
that. That was a shitty thing that he said to you, but I don't think that they're like going, they're down there.
Once they get down there, they do not care.
Yeah, I don't want her to worry. But I get if you weren't feeling it as much either. Now, how does sex feel different?
It was very, very, very painful. The recovery was hell.
How long is the recovery?
6 weeks. It's, you know, it's like when you have a kid, you can't have sex for 6 weeks.
Wow, only 6 weeks? I thought it'd be a lot longer.
Well, but I had a catheter and it was super painful and it was not fun.
But so worth it, tight vagina now.
Yes, and they ask you how tight you want it. Like, I could have been virgin.
Oh my God, do they give you like different things? Like, feel
like 17? They give you
how
ages.
Do you know? I can never make decisions.
I'm like, I don't want it to hurt like when I was a virgin, but you know, like, maybe 17, 18. I don't know.
Like, who do you ask?
I know. I was just like, I don't want it to hurt. I just want it to be tight. And so, yeah.
And you could still, like, or everything worked the same?
Everything
worked
the
same. Like, you could find your G-spot still. Oh, yeah, like, unlike my friend who lost her.
That's all. Right, you know, no, that's true. So, yeah, no, it's all good.
That's really cool. Wow. I'm glad that you did that and you feel good about yourself.
I had surgery
on it feels better.
On my penis, and it took 6 months.
Oh, he really did.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you do? You had an implant?
Kidney stone, and they had a... cut my dick open.
Oh,
it was
God.
Not
this
fun.
This is painful
but
talking
six,
about cutting
it
open.
It took 6 months. That's why I was surprised. Seemed like the procedure was...
But you guys have a little teeny tiny hole that this
I thought you were going to say he has a little teeny tiny penis. I was like...
Yeah, no.
They had to cut the hole open. It was crazy.
I
won't go too much into it.
Can you still get a hard-on?
Yeah. I was afraid, though, I was going to wake up and not have a penis.
No.
So thank God that didn't happen.
That would
suck. Okay, so... Brandy, I want to talk to you about we're going to get into sex in a second. Well, we're just fucking anything. But but dating, so when you got your divorce and you're like out, I mean, you've been in a relationship and then you're in Los Angeles, which we know isn't the easiest town to date in. So what was that like for you getting out again and having sex, and how did you do it? How did you meet? You just meet people wherever you go?
Well, no, my divorce is very public, but no one really knew who I was. So it wasn't like, you know, I was like, fucking Brandy Glanville.
Right.
It was just me.
And you're hot, so you probably got hit on.
Just going out and, you know, following through. I actually fucked a couple of my ex-husband's friends just to piss them off.
Right, that works.
Because it's like a nice little pool to take, you know, pick from. And then you would meet, a lot of my girlfriends are single. We would go out. I'd meet guys at bars. I call them micro relationships because I never wanted it to get too serious. And it was just kind of like here and there and, you know.
Did you find that they wanted to get more serious when you didn't?
When I wasn't available is when they wanted me. When I was still technically married, but not, you know, we were going to get a divorce, but you're going through it, but you're technically married. That's the safest thing for a guy.
Right.
Because I'm not asking for a ring because I've already got one.
Right.
And I'm married. It's safe. And I'm going to be married for years to come because divorce takes a long time sometimes. Mine took a long time. And so that's when guys really really wanted to be with me because there was no expectations on my end from it. Like, they had no worries about commitment, kids. I wasn't, like, clock's not ticking. I don't want to ring.
Right. I already have kids. Yeah, I've got that all down. So what about, like, sexually? Like, because I know, like, when you get older, again, in my 20s, I really wasn't having that many orgasms, early 20s. But I also wasn't able to, like, talk about what I wanted. And so did you feel like now having sex that you were able to, like, get what you, like, do you confront guys? You talked about what you want. Was the sex better?
You know what? I think, you know, I kind of owe this one boyfriend a giant thank you, Joey Monahan. Thank you. When I was 17, he was like 7 or 8 years older than I was. And he pretty much turned me into a freak because I was like, I would lay there and think it was hot. And I'm like, right. And he taught me how to have sex, really.
Like, what did he teach you?
I mean, he taught me about, like, being comfortable with my body, and he was the first person to go down on me.
And
he
taught
me how he liked his dick sucked. He was the first person I had anal with, which I thought was, like, crazy, not okay. And he just made it more acceptable, and he made me feel comfortable. He told me how beautiful I was, how sexy I was, and maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. And I just, he turned me out.
Right.
And then after that, it was fucking, I'm like, isn't that great? Funny? Why do I know all this now?
But I feel like we all need someone that, like, kind of opens us up in that
absolutely.
Way. I had that, like, just like the older woman with the young, I had a boyfriend like that too, and I was 25, and he just, everything was okay and cool. And, like, I just completely blossomed into this crazy sex person that I am now. and it was amazing. So the dating, so in your book, you talk, in both your books really, but the second one was more about
dating.
And so were you, like, taking notes as you were going? How do you remember all those dates? Or was it just, like, in your brain?
The ones that are in there were, some of them were micro relationships. I mean, these were people that were in my life. And, you know, I have the worst, my brain is a steel clamp. I don't forget things, and I wish I could sometimes, unless I'm, like, super wasted and then I try to forget. No, I remember everything.
You do? See, that's good. I remember nothing. Like, not. I don't even know why I got here today.
Trust me, it's not good.
But you remember the details and play them back.
I do. Yeah,
stuff.
No, it's good.
That's good. Okay, but I was going to read this tweet that I found that you wrote November 14th, and you said, if you touch the guy you're dating's phone and he freaks out, he is A, shady as fuck, B, untrustworthy, C, hiding something, D, all the above. And I think that's true. People are so obsessed with their phones. Their phones, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so did you find guys were cheating? Like, did you find that, was, like, guys you were with, or was just, you could just tell?
It was, you know, it was just the reaction I got. I walked up, behind him, and he had his phone like this, and he had a smile on his face, so he was clearly reading something. And I went, he put it in his pocket, and I went to grab it, and he freaked out. And I was like, listen, you can have my phone all day long. I don't have anything to hide. What is on there that I'm not allowed to see? And it just caused me to have I already have trust issues as it is.
I'm sure. Like, that's hard to get over.
No, and he's sitting there, you know, and he can't see that well. So he's holding the phone like this. And, the older guy. And he's like, and he's smiling, and he's like, I was just checking what time the movie started. I'm like, we're fucking in the movie theater getting popcorn. And then
bullshit.
It was the Hunger Games movie, and I had the worst movie of my life. I was like this. It was the third one, I think the third.
Yeah.
I was pissed the whole time.
I know, right?
I just think if you're in a relationship, I don't want to check your phone, but if I grab it and you freak out, then I'm thinking,
that's a sign.
Why, what are you doing?
But how about guys, exactly. No, that makes total sense. And how about the guys that are always on their phones the whole time that you're together, too?
That's so disrespectful.
But those guys are so sloppy. Guys in general are so sloppy with that kind of stuff. Like, eventually they'll get caught if they're doing something shady on their technology.
Maybe, because
not with you, though.
With
you don't even pay attention.
Yeah, and with social media, Facebook, like, and Instagram, and all that, they're going to get caught.
Well, so we have to take a quick break for our sponsors. But when we come back, I do want to talk about your feelings on why social media is actually ruining it. Okay. Little what he does. And then we're just going to get into friggin' sex and orgasms and blowjobs. Okay, but first, Fleshlight, it is. Do you know what Fleshlights are?
No, but I know what a Flesh Jack is.
Oh. What's a Flesh Jack? Oh, yeah. Same thing. Okay, Flesh Jack.
Same thing?
Yeah. The Flesh Jack is the one for the...
For gay guys.
Yeah, exactly. So the Flesh Jack is the butt for guys. And this is it's a male masturbation sleeve. And men, they've got their hand.
Yeah.
And they're like, why do I need something else? Well, try Fleshlight. It's naturally, like, patented material. It was invented by NASA. It looks like a flashlight, but it's a Fleshlight. And you men, like, you masturbate, you could use it on your partner. You could give it, you could say, hey, baby, here's a hand job. Whatever. They have the most mind-blowing orgasm of their life. First guy gave it to is like, God, I would leave my wife if it could come. And they have a stamina training unit.
I think that every guy should have one so that when we're out of town, they do not need to cheat.
Exactly.
They have to tender, get a fleshlight, do whatever you have to do.
Exactly.
Because guys are lazy. If they could just do that.
No, totally.
They
wouldn't,
exactly. Because
it's kind of like having sex with someone else because it's not your hand, it's not your partner, but it's like a whole nother experience.
And you don't have to buy dinner or even coffee.
Yeah, nothing. It's like the free orgasms. It's awesome. So go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Because lube, you can never be too rich, too thin, have too much lube, I think.
Lube makes the world go round.
It does make the world go round. It's like my favorite
thing. Faster and slipperier.
So how's your... Okay, so this guy, now do not really want to talk about you're in, you're out. Oh, he's... Your car's hostage.
Yeah, my car's hostage.
Okay, but can we just talk about then about your sexuality? Because I got a quote from you that you said that you're not a lesbian... But you're not totally straight, and you think there's a lot of people. You talked about a lot of people out there. Like, I think there's a lot of people out there like that. Myself, I've experimented. But how did you discover that about yourself?
You know, I've always, I grew up modeling. Well, at 17, I went away. I love beautiful women. All my friends are beautiful women. I don't know. I think there's something really, really beautiful about a naked woman. As opposed to a naked man, which, no offense, I mean, I like what you ladies can do, but...
Men are disgusting.
I don't like a naked man.
No, no, we
like
don't want...
I don't like the parts. And it always, I don't know, it always turned me on to turn another girl on, especially if there was a guy there partaking. It was just like, it was like this whole sex fest, and it was mostly waist-up stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've been waist-down. But, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm bisexual because I hate labels.
Right.
I don't know. I like... what I like, and it, you know, and I feel like if you try to plan a threesome or whatever, it doesn't work out. I feel like it has to be organic, and it has to be you have to be in that moment.
Totally.
And I think that anyone listening that dates me, don't expect me to make out with girls for you, because it just happens when I want it to happen.
Right, exactly. Well, that's always said. It has to be the woman's idea. Like, don't be guys like, keep asking my girlfriend for threesome. When do you have a threesome? It's not going to happen.
It's not happening.
That's the way that you talk about it. It has to be her idea.
Actually, it's never going to happen if you keep asking. Because you're getting mad and you go the opposite direction.
That's partially what my keynote was about. At the sex spot, I was like, listen, guys, the worst way to tell you, I haven't gotten a blowjob from you since like the Clinton administration. Like, are we having sex tonight? It's like, that's negative reinforcement. How about like, oh my God, last night was so hot. I had you looked like you were so turned on when I went down on you with my tongue. Did that feel good to you? Like, maybe we could try that and make it like a positive, fun thing to talk about.
Or maybe get a drug, maybe some pot, I'm saying, or maybe Molly. Go and lock your door and get to know each other. Do some crazy things that you don't have the nerve to do or it's gotten too stale. And maybe do a dance for him or vice versa. Like, just try something new. And even a Xanax will help because it takes the, it really does. It takes the edge off to Xanax and a glass of wine. No, you're not supposed to mix, but it happens. It
does happen. Take Uber.
Well, you're going to be in your apartment. You got to do it at home. Right. Don't do it outside of your house.
It's so true. You got to relax. It's so funny because the only sex, so when I couldn't have my orgasms at 19 and all my friends were like, you never had an orgasm? I'm like, or what? Like, it just never occurred to me.
They probably didn't either. They just don't want to say it. There's embarrassment with people that they don't want to say it.
Maybe.
It's so weird.
No, but my friends, they were the ones that had, they were trying to help me. It was like my whole community was like an intervention. Like, they were sending me articles. My mom was like, the only sex advice she ever gave me, she was like, do you ever try smoking a little weed? I'm like, Mom, really? She's right though. Like, I found out years later, that's actually really good advice.
Yeah.
It chills you out. So also, speaking of threesomes, so I know you were saying that when you were married, that it was like, there was no penetration.
Yes.
But how about navigating that, now if you're in a relationship. I mean, like you said, I think the best ones I've had are when none of us are committed.
This is very funny because this just came up the other night. I was looking for earplugs at my boyfriend's place because he snores really loud. And I was not snooping because I don't snoop. I opened his bedside table and there's condoms in there. And we don't use condoms. So because we don't have to. And so I put them out. I put them out next to his bed so when he came to bed that he would see that I saw them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey. I go, hey, what are those for? He's like, babe, they've just been in here forever. And I believed him.
Look at the expiration date.
Right. No, I was just like, whatever. He's like, they've been in. I'm just glad he had them. But I said, well, you don't need them now. And he's like, all right. So he's like, I'm going to throw these away, but I'm going to keep two just in case we have some fun time. And I'm thinking, so you think that when we have fun time, you get to fuck the girl?
Right.
Like that I was like, I just said okay and went to sleep. But I'm just thinking to myself, he really is delusional.
Because people can make rules.
I have rules, and I was just thinking, he's really not getting a threesome.
No, not at all. So you were always like, no penetration, but he can go down on her, or do whatever.
And I think it's sexy to watch two women together for a guy. You know, totally. And if she wants to do something to him, that's fine. I just think that because of STDs and a lot of other things, that you have to be very careful. And I don't want to watch my man fuck another person. I think when I'm Scorpio, I'm very jealous. I might hurt them both.
Really, like it's this pain. Like, you never get that out of your head. No. And you're like, he looks like he's having way too much fun.
Like, way more than he has with me. Like, no, I couldn't.
No, it's painful. Yeah. I got it. So that's why I always say, like, people are like, no, threesomes, they're horrible. I'm like, they don't have to be horrible.
You just have to have boundaries.
Boundaries. You have to set the boundaries. It's so true.
And don't keep condoms in your nightstand and think that you're going to use them.
Okay, but here's my question, Brandy. Were they not there before? Or you never opened the door?
I don't. Listen, if he's going to do something, use a condom. Thank God. You know? Right. We've just recently decided we weren't seeing anyone else. So I wasn't mad. I was just kind of like,
leftover.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't care. Right. I really don't care, but I wanted him to know that I saw them. And it was just an interesting conversation. So
I got it.
He seen them at my house and got really mad.
Right. So it was like quid pro quo.
I was like, well, I think he was mad because they were magnums.
The worst thing is guys finding condoms at your house. The second worst thing is when they're condoms. Yeah. It's so true.
But it's cool that she doesn't stoop because I'm telling you, if a person's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you regardless.
No matter what.
Right.
No matter what you can do, you're
always going to find something anyway.
And you're going to find something that probably isn't anything when you're going to make it into something it's not in your head. So I'm already crazy enough. I don't need to be having these weird fantasies about something, an email that probably has nothing to do with sex or, you know, a meeting that has nothing to do with a relationship. So I don't snoop.
No, it's good not to snoop.
I did grab his phone and he freaked out. I'm thinking maybe I should snoop.
Oh, this is the same guy. I mean, he freaked out a password, of course. But sometimes you can look over their shoulder and get the password. Not that I've done that. Well, maybe I have. Uh-huh. But I've had a guy recently, or two guys, over the last few years that looked at my phone, and I'm usually pretty. And I was in the shower at a guy's house, and this was like, whatever. It doesn't matter when it was, but this is when you get in trouble. It was 6 years ago. I got in the shower, and we had an open thing. Like we weren't committed, which is like kind of my MO. I don't really love commitment.
Yeah.
But he saw a bunch of sexts that I had. I had a whole sexting thing with this guy, and it was right before I went to his house, and so. It was like 10 minutes.
Scandalous.
You could have changed the names to girls' names.
That's such a good idea. But then why would I be saying, like, I can't wait to have your big cock?
Why not?
Should be at her Pizza Hut or something.
No, I mean, but there is a little part of me that feels like when someone grabs my phone, I do feel slightly violated.
Right.
And I understand a little bit where he's coming from, but not 100%.
Right.
No, because it is so personal.
It is personal. I don't want anyone just seeing like where I'm browsing and what I'm looking up. You don't know. It's like our own thing.
It's like when you hand your phone to the guy at Verizon and he goes back to the back door with it. You're like, he's looking at all my pictures.
I know. You know that they are.
Yeah, they are.
Totally.
Like you're getting molested at that moment. Phone molestation.
You are. And like mine is like sex. Like, what's your email? Like every time I do it, I'm like, I'm sex with Emily. Like what? I'm like, I'm not a prostitute. I swear to God. And then you know, like my phone's not coming back for like an hour or something. Yeah.
I have to ask you, since you've been dating, had boyfriends and stuff like that, are you open to getting married again?
Nope.
You're done?
It's pretty easy.
Done.
I think that my divorce is so difficult and so hard. I don't want to ever have to go through that again. And I don't want a guy to have to be with me because of a piece of paper. Be with me because you want to be with me and not because it's too hard to get out of it. So if we want to break up, I want to live with someone. I want someone in my life and hopefully for as long as they're supposed to be in my life. But the whole idea of marriage to me is old-fashioned. I have a lot of gay friends that think that I'm like, listen, be careful what you wish for. You guys want to get married, go get married, but don't come crying to me when shit goes bad.
No, it's absolutely true. I mean, I agree. I've never wanted to get married, but you did already. So you're like,
I mean, I'd like a ring and I'd like to have him get on a knee so I could just reject him. But
right. Exactly. That'd be a good time. But I'm going to keep the ring, but I'm saying no.
I'm saying no, but you know what? You can move in.
Exactly. So do you think that sex, like even with this guy you're dating, like, do you think it gets better in a relationship? Like, do you work on it or do you think it's either good or it's just,
I think you have to, if it's a long-term relationship, it's someone that you're, you have to work on it. You have to try new things. You, with him, because it's been so on and off, it's always exciting because we don't know if we're going to be together tomorrow.
Well, that's the ingredient to great sex is the spontaneity and the unknown.
And the challenge. It's like, listen, if you, if I'm at your house every day, all, you know, week, we'll do it when we do it. But if I'm kind of maybe breaking up with you, that's all you can think about.
The breakup sex. And getting your car. He knows you're coming with the car, so you're going to be there with the car.
Jesus Christ.
Send somebody to get
it. The problem is he likes to talk. And I'm the dude. I'm the dude in a relationship. Listen, let's just let it go. It's all, like water out under the bridge. Like, he, you know, we still have, he has a list of what we haven't talked about yet.
No. Really?
I swear to God.
He wants, like, process emotions and stuff?
Yes.
And you're like, can't we just get
just
a
send me over? I'll rip up the list and I'll pick up the car. And
we'll get it
done. No, but I'm kind of like the dude too. It's not like I set out and said I'm going to be like a dude, but I do feel very dude like.
You kind of have to let some things go and just move on because there isn't an explanation for certain things that happen, especially when you're inebriated or something goes down. That, you know, I got mad at him last night because I'm sitting next to him, and I had gone to a charity dinner with somebody that bid on having dinner with me from at my son's school for our school, but it was me and Kim Richards, and obviously Kim Richards is in rehab, so she's not going with me, but I had to fulfill what I was doing. So I went, I took my book agent with me because I was a little scared, and my boyfriend was across the street. He's like, come have a drink. So we walk across the street to have a drink. There's two pretty girls sitting across from him and a bunch of guys, and my boyfriend's drunk. He's a tequila drinker. He was like six drinks in. And he was being, you know, all touchy-feely, and somebody said something. He's like, and the girls stand up to go to the bathroom. He's like, well, who wouldn't want to go to the bathroom with two hot chicks like you? And I was, I don't know why it bothered me so much. I thought, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, they're pretty and fine. I'm sitting next to you. Right. That's something that you say when I'm not sitting next to you.
Exactly. Or think it or whatever. That's such,
so it was a little disrespectful.
It's completely disrespectful. I agree. He was drunk, now that that's an excuse. But I hate when guys do. It's like, I know when you're with your friends, like, check out that chick. But
it.
We already, like, I feel like guys can never, and Menace and I go back and forth on this, but, like, he doesn't agree, but I think, like, I want guys to tell me that they think I'm hot and beautiful. Like, a lot. Like, you can... I used to say 10 times a day compliment. Or, like, and it's not because I'm, like,
she was
so
trying
insecure.
To set it at 10 times a
just
day.
Just because he didn't even need it twice.
Well, compliments will get you everywhere. And it is. And, you know, I find that compliments, especially from women... I enjoy a compliment from a woman more than a man because they actually mean it. Men just want to fuck you.
Right.
Women are like,
but,
oh my God.
But the
God,
guys that you're
you
with,
know?
Though, but if they're like, notice, or like, you look hot today, you look pretty, or like, that looks so nice, or like, oh my God, you look hot. So, that's what you want, but not checking out the other girls.
No.
And you do look so freaking, we have to take a picture after because you should all check out my website because your outfit.
No.
You don't even feel hot?
No, I my outfit's cute, outfit. But I went to the spa before to get, they had to meet this facial lady, and then she took my eye makeup off. I'm like, no, I have to go do things.
But
and
you
then,
look like, you okay, so. You look
sweet.
Stunning. You have no makeup on? Like,
well,
how
I
is that?
I put makeup over my zits to come in here, but I didn't. I don't have eye makeup and stuff on.
Oh, my God. You look.
You're sweet.
Dude. I mean, come on. But anyway, hot. And I'm not just saying that because you like our comments.
See, but I always feel like guys. Compliments.
But, like, I'm seeing someone he, like, never. Like, I even said this, and he listens to the show, but he says he doesn't, but I know he does. It's like, just sometimes, or when you're getting dressed, like, say, like, oh, you. You look hot. You look hot. I need that for my soul.
We say never not compliment. A woman, but I'm just saying you were on this campaign for a little while, 10 times a day.
Because if, like, someone did it twice, it's more
times.
Than zero. So I was trying to
but
get a point across.
But she's setting the bar high, so he just comes in a little bit. You know, because like, you need to hear it. You really do.
You do. And it sounds like maybe we're like needy or egos. It's not even that. Just like, I want to know that you know, that adore me. You're attracted to me. We work hard to be.
But
like,
I was saying if you did it 10 times a day, it seems like the guy is needy. And then she's like, oh, this guy's a total
well,
puss.
Well, you can't be like, you look so pretty.
If you're not going to do it 10 times a day, we're going to get really cute and dressed up and go out. And other people are going to give us compliments. And you're not going to like that.
Exactly. We need a little bit of attention.
We do. And
we
there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with going out and maybe being a little flirtatious and realizing that you're still hot, you still got it, because your guy's not telling you.
Right.
Not saying that you should go make out with anyone, but
You might have to if you don't.
I drag my married girlfriends out so that I can make them realize how beautiful they still are.
Right. Well, that's a hard thing. And you must have felt that after you got divorced, too. Like, am I still attractive? Am I still, right? I mean, because that's
we
getting back to
that.
Date again.
Yeah.
But it probably took you, like, 5 minutes, and then you were like, oh, yeah.
No, I just, not really, but thanks.
No, but you had a good time. Okay, so tell me, it seems like it from your books.
No, I know, I had a great time.
I know, but see, I still like having fun, but do you feel like now you're ready to...
Well, I mean, I have fun no matter what I do, and I think there's ways to have fun even with
one person.
Do I think it's going to be for life? I don't know. I don't know how long relationships are supposed to last. Maybe there's a 10-year cap. I don't know.
And that's fine. To me,
it's great.
I don't look at any relationships as like when someone's like, oh, yeah, we got divorced. I mean, in my whole life, I felt this. Like, I'm like, you know, good for 10 years. Okay, that's great. Yeah. Great run. Like, you learn something. Because in a way, I know you went through a really painful time, but like, look at your life now. Yeah. Isn't it so rich? And you're you. Like, you are completely like, you probably found out so much about yourself and you've become like Brandy, probably who you are in your core to everybody. You have nothing to hide, like, unabashedly yourself. And that's probably something that I didn't know you before.
Right. I was the woman behind the man. I was a we, not a me. I always say this. I didn't know who I was until I came out of this. And I say to my friends, you're too young, a lot of them, to get involved with the man and get married. You don't even know what the fuck you want to do with your life and who you are. Figure out who you are. You know, people are living longer. Wait until you're 30 to get married.
I say that.
You don't need a ring at 22 because you're going to get out of it at 35 and be like, who the fuck am I?
I say that all. I mean, like, really, like, in your 20s, you don't know. Nope. You don't know who you are at all. Is there any... What?
What I think is hilarious also from out of your divorce is that now you're way more well-known than he is. I can't even tell you what the fuck
know
he does. Is.
I didn't ever know he was. But I know you. Everyone loves you. All my friends are like, oh, my God, that was awesome. Really. Yeah. Like, you kill that show. I mean, really.
It's killing me. But
I'm sure. I know. I did my one season of my show, and it was like...
It's hard.
Melissa was on it, the Misadvised, and it... I mean, I just had 3 months, and I was like, they're hardcore.
It's tough, but you know what? I feel blessed.
It's worth
it.
Yeah. It's a blessing. It was the best thing that I actually, that happened.
Now, I have a question for you. What's your feeling on, I've never done this. I know I'm curious about it, because a lot of guys are saying, they say no right away.
Oh.
Two guys and me.
Okay, right. Because they're like one dick theory, right. No dick in the room. I think that it can be super hot. I actually have never done it.
I know.
I can tell you all about it. It's one of my fantasies. But there's so many guys like, that makes me gay. I don't want to see their dick. But then I know guys who have done it. It's like, dude, you don't have to touch their balls. and you should just be getting off that you're giving this woman like amazing pleasure. You could even like, you don't have to even be in the same time. You could be in the other end of the bed. Give you king size bed.
If they want two girls, why can't I want two guys?
Exactly. And we do want that. I just haven't had and even my threesome like has totally dived since I moved to LA. Like I used to have a lot more. I just knew more people in San Francisco. I had more opportunities for threesomes. But I actually haven't. I'm trying to think if I've done
here,
it.
Here it's just too much
I've
driving.
I've two guys in one night, but that doesn't count. So it's I my theory on it is like go for it. If you can find guys that are comfortable with their sexuality.
I can't. That's the problem.
None,
I mean,
really?
The guy that I'm dating is like, no way.
Right. That's how they're you were gonna ask me about prostate play and penetration with guys' anus. But no, you're right. Guys freak out about it and I don't. I guess I get it.
Because
but
guys are disgusting.
Gay.
Like they don't want to see another guy.
Yeah, but it is so unfair. I almost feel like we should have banned on threesomes until there are more guy.
Listen,
girl.
You do it my way, and then I'll do it your way.
Exactly. No, I think you're right. Maybe you could talk. Maybe like, but then I'm like, he wouldn't want one of his friends there. He doesn't want
to. It would have to be. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's difficult, but it's difficult for us too.
Exactly.
I don't want it to be someone he's going to be able to see down the road and fantasize about down the road. I mean, kind of like a stranger that comes in and leaves.
Yeah, they leave. They don't sleep over. We don't even know.
I don't know their number. Like, you met them out. It's organic. Bye.
You're both straight.
Bye, Felicia. Bye.
Bye. And he's not going to, like, give you a blowjob or whatever. But is there anything... I was going to ask you about sex, more about sex. Is there anything that a guy does besides not having a threesome with two guys that, like, just, like, pisses you off in bed or that isn't... Like, that turns you off, like, the second he does blank?
The thing... I pretty much like everything. I don't like... When a guy kisses you too hard, like, I love kissing, but when he's shoving his tongue down your throat to the point where you're, like, choking on his tongue, it's too much. I like it a little more soft and sensual, and I love the tongue. It's all great, but just because you're fucking me hard doesn't mean you have to fuck my mouth hard with your tongue.
Right. It's like the tongue. What do they call it? Tonsil hockey?
It's not even. They're not. The you're not hockey? Even moving it. You're just like.
No, I know. And then what do you do? Do you tell him, though? Are you like, hey, babe, back off?
I know. I push away.
Yeah.
I'm, like, softer.
Right, no.
I think bad kissers are worse than people that are bad in bed.
But see, he's a great kisser. It's just that there's the... I'm not talking about anyone specific.
No, nobody. Yeah. It was like, yeah. No, not at all.
But the tongue thrusting really hard, I don't like it. I'm like, ah.
You know what a great tip is? Like, that I tell people is that if you don't like the way someone's kissing, you can say to them, okay, let's do something. I'm going to show you the way I like to be kissed, and then you can show me the way you like to be kissed, and then we can kind of go from there and see what happens. And so it's kind of a good way so he knows what you like and you know what he likes.
Now I'm going to get back together with my boyfriend because I'm getting all turned on.
Are you? Oh, that's good. And you're not even using the necklace yet.
No. It doesn't take much. We start talking about it. I'm like, I want it. It's crazy.
I get it. I know, me too. Now I want to threesome with you guys. What am I doing tonight?
I know.
Just get on Tinder and make it happen.
Did you ever do Tinder?
I didn't. All my friends are on it, and I think it's ruining our lives. But
social media ruining our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Our relationships. How come?
Because the mystery's gone. There's no mystery. There's no, when is he going to call? When is he going to call? I wonder what he's doing. Because you can look on any Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know what he's doing all day long, every day, at any time of the day. And it just pisses you off because he has all the time in the world to text you because there's no more 24-hour rule because we're not calling anymore. We're texting. And it's just, I feel like, and I've done this. I'm guilty of it. I use my social media as a tool to entice people and to piss people off. And, you know, it's a tool.
I love what your Twitter is at
Brandy Glanville.
Okay. And all your stuff, your Instagram.
I'm not on Instagram. There's somebody on there that says they're me, but it's not me.
Okay. And then your Twitter, your Facebook,
Brandy Glanville.
It's all across the board. Yeah, I get it. You can see. And then you're like, why do you have time to post on Instagram and Twitter and not text me?
Right.
Yeah. And now the text messages, they show up as red. You know,
do you can take that off.
No, take that off.
I know some people I text, they have no clue. And
I
so
did
I can
for
see.
The longest time. People are like, you know that people can see that you've read this.
That is the first. Yeah. Okay, everyone, this is a public service announcement. If you have an iPhone, you can take off the thing that says red. You don't like my mother. I'm like, mom. Because I like actually my mom because I know she read it. But everyone else, like, I don't want you to know I read it.
No.
But then you can't lie and say I didn't get your text because you always get texts.
But you know what else is like, this is a public service announcement for myself. When you see those little gray bubbles, like someone's writing something and then nothing comes through.
Yeah.
That it makes me crazy. Yeah. I'm like, wait, what were you going to say? Just tell me. And it makes me crazy all day long.
Or they take forever, the bubbles, and then it's just like,
and then they just end.
I was just talking to my friend about this. I said, I was dating this guy. We'd have this whole thing and he'd be texting and then bubbles. And it was like new. And I was like, excited. Nothing. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, it pisses. And then I'm like, well, do I text him back? Because he stopped bubbling. And then I stopped bubbling.
No, what you do is you write a K, like write one word and leave it open on that page. And then you go make yourself some coffee. So you're giving them the bubbles back. And then he gets nothing. But you don't send it. So he's getting bubbles.
But then I think, is he overthinking it? Was he deleting? Did he think he was overwriting?
I don't know. The bubbles are driving me crazy.
Me too. And my friends laugh because they're like, Emily, you're the fastest texter. And we joke about you that you're like, bubbles, because I write really fast. And I actually send my text.
Yeah.
But it was actually very, very funny.
To go back to
blowjobs. Oh, we didn't get that.
Blowjobs and social media ruining everything. It's kind of like, with the texting, you've said this numerous times where it's invented for guys. You know, now we don't have to talk on the phone. We can get
initially,
everything through.
Yeah.
And now, like, you keep up with somebody the entire day.
But social media is making us antisocial because we can't have a conversation anymore.
Yeah. That's why if you're a guy that knows how to have a conversation these days, you are killing it.
Yeah.
You're getting laid.
No, it's true. Because we want to have a conversation. And also the bad thing is if you're dating online or you sleep with someone and then you meet him one day and then you're texting for a week, maybe you don't see him again and you think you're having this whole relationship and it's freaking exhausting.
It's lost
texting.
In translation and there's, you might be thinking one thing and he's writing another and you're building this up in your head. A lot of my girlfriends do it. I'm like, that's not what this means.
Right, exactly.
There's no connotation. You can't tell what they're trying to get across.
He's texting four other chicks.
That's what I used to say when it started texting. I was like, it's made the booty call so much easier for a guy because he can put out like five texts. Yeah. And whoever answers first, he's banging that night.
It's so funny because when I start thinking of things in my head that I want to tell my girlfriends and I'll be like, fucking Bob is driving me crazy. And I will text Bob that Bob is driving me crazy. Yeah. I text the person.
I've told mistext people and you can't take it
you
back.
You can't. Yeah. And you got to own it. Like I said, this friend of mine got her lips done really big and I was in the parking lot trying to text my other friend. I'm like, oh my God, Liz's lips are out of control. And Liz goes, hi, Brandy.
Oh, no.
I'm like, sorry, honey, they are big.
That's the worst. That is mistexting.
I do it all the time.
You do. That's hilarious. I've totally done that, and I've been crushed.
But I'm also just saying that since you get to keep up with somebody the entire day and, like, on Facebook Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. When you get to see them, you really have nothing to talk about because you already had the conversation about all the
other. But you're in a long-term relationship. Do you guys text all day?
No, we barely text.
Because they don't even talk.
No, he never talks to her. He goes to bed at eight o'clock. He has his morning show and the whole thing. I don't even think they have sex, but
yeah, barely.
He doesn't talk about it. He never talks. I'm like, am I the only one?
No, this is sex with Emily. It's supposed to be about you.
Dude,
and
I don't talk.
You say
about
that
sex
I never talk. You never talk about your sex life.
I do. So get off my ass about it. I've had some really good sex lately. BTW. I've gotten some new sex toys that are super, super fun.
But before, you know, cell phones and all that kind of stuff, it was. You would wait until the end of the day, and then you would share everything that happened. But
that
now
was
you're
fun.
Sharing. Yeah, now you're sharing everything.
That's
all
what I'm
day
saying.
Long.
There's no mystery. Yeah. It's ruining romance. There is not when you see them. There's nothing to fucking say because you've been and if you don't answer. And within 5 seconds, you were like, where are you? ? Hello?
And then you get psycho. Like, and then you get psycho and you can't
take
a back.
Shower.
Yeah. right.
Sorry.
We were in the middle of a conversation, though, and the bubbles came and the bubbles stopped. And we were going to do something.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You've been having sex? What's going on with that?
Yeah. I have been having sex, and it's been going well. Yeah. It's funny because I like them. It's fun. I mean, you know, we're having good sex. It's definitely, we're communicating.
So you have a boyfriend now?
No, I don't have a dude.
Well, sex and boyfriends, that doesn't mean the same thing.
I do not have a boyfriend.
I'm just
I never
with
even
you.
Have
and
a boyfriend.
The second
even when I have a boyfriend,
she,
I have a
exactly.
boyfriend.
The second she said she had a boyfriend, then he wouldn't be her boyfriend anymore. So
no.
You have to make them chase you forever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, there's just got to be some mystery because the things that make sex so hot, like the mystery, the spontaneity, the newness, is he going to call, are all the things that you're like, oh, it's so hot. But the second we have that with someone, typically,
right?
You're like, let's lock this down. Let's become stable. Let's become predictable. And all those things cancel each other out, which makes it not hot anymore. So the more you can keep that newness that you had at the beginning and you can infuse that no matter how close you get, your sex is going to still be hot.
And this is my thing. You always have to be slightly unavailable, even though, you know, text, everyone can find you. If you tell a guy, listen, I don't want to get married ever. I have kids. I've done that thing. I really am happy living alone. That guy's going to fall madly in love with you. Madly in love with you. The second you're like, oh, come on in and you're my boyfriend, he's going to be like, you know what? I really don't want a relationship. You don't say these words. Don't say relationship. Don't say stable. Don't say my clock is ticking. Don't say, are we a couple yet? The second you do that, all things change.
It's true.
And I want to teach my girlfriends these things. I'm like, the more you act like a dude, the more the dude's going to chase you.
And
think like a man. I'm telling you.
I mean, Brandy, I got to say that I say the same. I've been this way since I was a kid, like started dating, like 18. And it wasn't because I was being strategic. I truly never wanted a boyfriend, and they always had the talk with me, like, okay, so it's been 3 months, what are we? And I'm like, ugh,
what are we?
It was like, what's our title? And then I was always like, I don't want a relationship. And then, yes, sure enough,
Madly
and my friends were
you.
Always like, they're in love with you. Da, da. I'm like, well, I wasn't like trying, but then I look back over the years, I'm like,
and you figured it out.
Maybe we should write a book on this.
Yeah, seriously.
Because the friends don't listen because their clock is ticking or they do want to lock it down. But then they're going to stop having sex.
Right, but that's how you lock it down is you pretend like you don't want to lock it down.
Right, because I wasn't pretending, but we see that it works.
Well,
right,
for
you probably weren't either.
I didn't. It's something I learned dating single. It's not how I, you know, grew up. I thought, oh, you know, you meet someone, you fall in love, you get married. But being single in LA, I've learned this. So it's not a
Do you think it's different here or you think everywhere?
I think big cities are pretty much probably all the same.
I think so too.
You know, middle America, it's probably, and listen, come over to my wheat farm and let's have some babies.
Right. They all my friends. Yeah. I'm from Michigan. So all my friends, like, had kids at 25.
Exactly.
They've been married for 20 years, like the whole thing.
But I think big cities, it's all pretty much the same.
That's true. Okay. So if you were to give me your top sex tip, what would it be?
My top sex tip.
Molly and marijuana.
That was actually a pretty good one.
I mean,
my mom told me the marijuana
one. It takes
one.
The edge. I feel like things will happen a little bit more easily. You won't be afraid to say things if you medicate a little. I think my top sex
tip... guys, maybe, like when they're doing something, is there like, or pouring oral sex on you maybe, or foreplay, or...
I mean, I have so many things that I like, but I mean, I think the top tip...
Or what would you wish guys knew, maybe even?
No, I think that guys need to work at... Before at least 15 minutes of foreplay. I mean, like, there's no, like, let's just take it down. And that's when you need the lube because you're not ready and it's going to hurt. I feel like, get me hot. Get me excited. You know, let's do something wrong. Let's do it in front of the window so your stupid neighbor might happen to see.
Right.
But I do think if a guy's not good at oral or doesn't do oral, we can't be together.
You guys are like sisters. We seriously, like, and I feel so like, me too, but literally, like, yeah. This is everything I say, and I've been with guys, I don't, and it's okay, because some guys don't like it, and some girls don't like it. Like, they should be banned.
I'm
no, I don't understand how to like it, but if a guy, and here's the thing, don't do the, like, 1 minute
No, because what's the point? It's like, right. No, you got to spend the little time.
You have to
time.
Love the vagina, learn to love it. No, I was like, that's why I ended it. I was like, because it was a few months, and I realized, I'm giving you freaking killer blowjobs.
Right.
And you've never gone, I'm like, so what's up? We were like having martinis one night, you know, and I was like, so like, is it that you're like, maybe you're not sure what to do because I'm happy to talk about it, or you think I don't like it, or you're not into it? He's like, no, that's just not my thing.
He's like, listen, it's hygiene.
No, and I'm like, yeah. And I mean, he's like, you're, I'm like, oh shit.
But that
like,
is a good thing to tell people. Girls, keep it clean.
Keep it clean. What do you do? Do you like, before you have sex every time, like wash up?
Well, I have dental floss in my car. I'm very hygienic. It makes me crazy. But I think that those wipes are great.
Wipes are awesome.
Awesome. I think just always prepare, because that's something that people don't tell their children.
I know.
Like,
I didn't
brush
know
your
it.
Teeth. Put your deodorant on it. Don't clean out your labia before.
Right, just like the Down Under conference, like women, like
you sweat you've been down peeing there too.
All day. Yeah, you've been doing stuff. Toilet paper, the whole thing. Get it out.
It's. I just think that that's important for women to really be aware of that. Yes.
I agree. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, Brandy, that's what we got time for. You're awesome. Oh, I know. Wasn't this? I know. Is there any other questions you had?
I'm off the hook.
You're off the hook. Brandy, that wasn't too bad. Okay, so your books, people can. Is it all at brandyglanville.com? Is that the easiest? Yeah, or do you want to buy your books? Tell me everything.
Go to brandyglanville.com. I have t-shirts. I have my books. I actually have a new wine that's out on Thursday. It's called Unfiltered Blonde. It's a Chardonnay. And that's available on unfilteredblonde.com.
Congratulations.
And thank you. It will be in Bedmo's and all the stores in May.
Oh, my God. I love this. It's just coming out this week?
Yes. We have our launch party on Thursday. Very excited.
That is so excited. Oh, my God. I want
to
come.
I figured no pressure. I like to drink. It's wine, blonde, unfiltered.
Dude, that's the best thing ever. And then check out our books, which are hilarious and great. And thank you for being here. And Menace, thank you. But I have to say two things first, which are very important for everyone to know. That... Oh, May 12th, I'm doing a live podcast with Lynette Carolla. She's got a hilarious podcast for Crying Out Loud. I know, she's great. Oh, Menace, I'll tell you a second. For Crying Out Loud, right. I cut myself off. May 12th at Tin Horn Flats in Hollywood, 8 p.m., doors open at 6. And how do people find out about it, Madison?
You can find on social media. Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, which is all Sex with Emily. That's so freaking easy. Also, we're looking for interns. Social media, marketing, production is a super fun job. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Oh, and Menace, we're going to be in Vegas next weekend together.
Yeah, we are. I totally forgot.
I'm going with Lynette. We're going to party. There's something going on there. What?
Oh, yeah. No, she told me. It's Mangria. It's for Adam's Wine.
Wait, are you going to come?
I'm going to try to come. But
shut up.
We have the same wine makers. So I was just with Lynette, and she's got, like, the Hard Rock's now going to be carrying it. So they're having a party.
That's going to be there. Are you going to go?
I told her I'm going to try.
Okay, let's talk after. We're going to go to Vegas. It's going to be a party.
I'll try to meet up. I'm there for the Rock and Rio Music Festival.
Okay.
I'm working the entire time.
I think Norm should give us a ride on his plane, though.
I do, too. I went on the podcast. It was so fun.
We really need to go
I'm like, oh, I love private play. Like, seriously? Like,
it turns me on.
I want.
That gets me wet just thinking about it.
Exactly. I have to go play with my God.
Yeah, thank you for my necklace.
I love it. Oh, sure. I hope you enjoy it, really. I love it. Okay, love you, Menace. Thank you. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. It was good for you. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Woo-hoo.
And then okay,
am I still on? These headphones hurt.
I know. Okay, everyone, let me tell you about Promescent. Okay, you want to last longer in bed, because, well, you probably do. There's an orgasm gap. Women take 20 to 4 minutes to orgasm, 20 to 40. Guys can take like 6 to 10. What do? How do you make sure it stays an orgasm? You use Promescent. Helps you last longer in bed. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray. Helps with premature ejaculation, or just you want to double your time. It's the only FDA-approved treatment. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent. Thanks for listening.